الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ولولا فضل الله عليك ورحمته لهمت طائفة منهم أن يضلوك وما يضلون إلا أنفسهم وما يضرونك من شيء وأنزل الله عليك الكتاب والحكمة وعلمك ما لم تكن تعلم وكان فضل الله عليك عظيما. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, as we have already spoken about the episode of theft that was committed by one of the Yahudis, and then this Yahudi tried to pass on and shift on the blame onto an innocent person who was another Yahudi. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought verses, revealed verses regarding that episode. In today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to speak about وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ وَرَحْمَتُهُ. That how, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to speak about how they tried to deceive Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, had it not been for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor and grace and mercy upon you, then a group from them, they would also try to mislead you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا يُضِلُّونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَضُرُّونَكَ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they are not misleading anybody but themselves, and they are not harming you in any way. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Quran was being revealed to him, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was now aware and privy of the fact that the person who stole was so and so person, etc., because of wahi. وَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the kitab to you. وَالْحِكْمَ. Allah gave you wisdom. وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمُ. And Allah taught you that which you didn't know. وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا. Allah's grace upon you is tremendous. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this next verse highlights positive things that can be taken out from the private talks of people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا خَيْرَ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّن نَجْوَاهُمْ إِلَّا مَنْ أَمَرَ بِصَدَقَةٍ أَوْ مَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ إِصْلَاحٍ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Allah says, there is no good in many of the private chats and conversations that take place, إِلَّا مَنْ أَمَرَ بِصَدَقَةٍ, unless that person orders somebody to do some sadaqah, give some sadaqah, or he orders somebody to do some good, or he wants to reconcile between people, then of course there is khair in this. But in most of our conversations, etc., one should check and see, are we speaking something of khair or are we speaking something of shar? Most of the time, are we gossiping? Are we carrying tales? Are we doing ghiba? Are we doing namima? Or are we doing some khair, speaking some good? Islah bayna nas, reconciling between people, etc. Wa may yaf'al, most of the time we're bothering about other people's businesses, etc. There's one famous scholar, Mu'arriq al-Ijli, he says that for 20 years I'm trying to achieve something and I still battle to achieve that. When he was asked, what is that? He says, تَرْكُ مَا لَا يَعْنِينِي, to stay away from what doesn't bother me. And most of the time when we are speaking to people, we are speaking to people about other people's affairs. Allah protect us from that. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ بِتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. So when we are in our circles, conversing with one another, then we should be aware what we are speaking about. Whoever does any of this, that is giving sadaqah, ordering somebody to do sadaqah, telling him to do good, trying to reconcile between people, etc. If you do that for Allah's pleasure, Allah says, فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Soon we shall give him tremendous reward. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمْ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. Whoever breaks away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after hidayah has already become evident and clear to him, and he desires to follow a path other than the path of the mu'mineen and sahaba, then we will let him have what he chose. And what will then eventually happen to him, his aqiba, the outcome and the end result will be that we will enter him into Jahannam for him to burn in there forever. وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. What an evil place of return is Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that.